Welcome to the Nerdiverse Podcast, episode 18. May 2nd, 2012. With your hosts, Rogue, Commander Cordo, and Chan Lee. Here goes nothing.
Hey!
We're back.
We are back!
We're back!
Oh my goodness, it has been too long.
I can't believe when we got out of that time machine, we're 4 months ago. It was 4 months ago.
It was just, yeah, I mean, we were running around with the doctor.
No, God, no. Man. Marty McFly.
What'd
you go with the doctor?
That's better.
Make a doctor
either
joke
way.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
And get smacked.
Yeah, whatever.
Bow ties are cool.
Bow ties are cool. Fezzes are cool. Anyways.
So.
Man.
We're back after 4 months.
4 months. I can't believe it's been that long.
Almost to the day, actually.
Cody's been a world traveler, so he's been holding us back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sure. I've been a world traveler. And
you've gone to like Seattle, San Diego, Austin.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been
San Antonio.
I was in Chicago.
Seattle Vegas. Three times. No, Vegas.
Wait, somewhere near there, weren't you? San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah.
I was in Chicago for C2E2.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was legit. Mars, where'd you go?
Right here. I went to St. Augustine.
Oh, there you go.
I rode a Segway. It was amazing. That.
Did you do a Segway tour?
Yeah, I did a Segway tour.
Was it fun?
I was not kidding about that.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. Like, the guy there, his name's Carrie, who, like, gives the tour down there. If you have a chance to go down there to St. Augustine, like, and you want something fun to do.
Historic St. Augustine?
Yeah, historic. But, like, the dude was just like, first thing he said was, like, I'm not going to be PC. You know, so if it's the slave trade, it's the slave trade. It's not the free market. You know?
Nice.
So, like, I mean, just
slave
in...
trade.
Well, I mean, just like in general,
we're
like
the cards right now.
No, I mean, but like he was just like, you know, and then he was like, you know, the reason why Flagler got the way he did, you know, the power that he gained was for these reasons and that kind of stuff. You know, he was on the backs of others, you know, basically of, you know, if he wanted your land, he'd come to you and basically say, hey, I want your stuff and I'm going to give you half the amount of money. And when you didn't sell it to him for that half amount, he would basically cut off all your supply and then buy you for pennies on the dollar and be like,
jeez.
Oh, well, here you go. So
I like his style.
Yeah. So Carrie's pretty cool. He's a good guy. So Segway Tours out of the Fountain of Youth.
It's this week's sponsor.
Yeah, this week's sponsor is Segway Tours.
If they combine the Segway Tour with the Ghost Tour, then I would do it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, he said he really doesn't do the Ghost Tours. He doesn't really care for all that stuff.
Have you guys done any of those before?
I want to do the one in
Augustine. I want to as well. I haven't done it.
My wife did. She wanted to, but we didn't end up making it out for one. So we were about an hour south of there. So maybe not quite that far, because that'd be like Daytona Beach.
People assume because I don't like zombies that I don't like ghosts. I would love to do these ghost tours.
That's strange.
I would love to.
That is weird.
Someone tried to get me to go to like a graveyard here on Rouse Road. Apparently, like, Orlando's first serial killer is buried there.
Really?
Tried to give me some spiel about, like, if you hear an owl hoot to run.
Run?
Or you'll get, like, a scratch on your face.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, thank you.
What?
I don't want to do it. That stuff's a little too real.
Because, like, somebody was talking about it, and they, like, it wasn't a scratch. Like, they had a red mark on their face when they
left. Yes.
Like,
what?
Weird.
Yeah.
I may have heard it from Danny.
That's probably true.
That's probable. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I was in Chicago for C2E2, and one of the things we wanted to do while we were there was...
What exactly is C2E2 for those that are not computer?
It's Chicago Comic Entertainment... Oh, gosh, I don't even know what it is.
Expo,
there you go.
There you go.
It's a bunch of... It's comics, and it's entertainment.
And
so
it's an expo.
It's a much smaller Comic-Con.
It is, but they had... They had, like... You know, Val Kilmer was there, John Cusack was there pushing the Raven, and...
Cool.
You know, it had kind of some big names. It was fun. But one of the fun things we did was scout out all the Dark Knight filming locations, and so we geeked out hard on that.
Nice.
We stayed in the hotel that they filmed the penthouse from the Dark Knight, and we snuck up into the balcony and took pictures up there. It was fun.
Those pictures were really cool.
Yeah, Chicago's amazing.
You haven't even shown them to me yet. Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's on Facebook.
I just saw them on Facebook.
No, I don't go on Facebook.
Well, that's not my problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got like... I was in a
the
wedding.
The photos are out there.
This last weekend, and I've been tagged in probably 30 pictures just in the past day.
I've been liking them.
Saw those too.
Have you? Can you see them?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so. Yeah, I
saw
I
them.
Hide all that.
I don't know how I saw them.
No, you didn't.
Seriously, today.
What?
If you're tagged.
Oh, maybe you have my
it
wife
was on
as
Gina's
a friend.
Page.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
So.
friend.
I had to block
wife.
Your wife.
Did you?
She posts way too much.
Not at all. So, anyway, nice. If anybody posts a lot, it's your family.
Oh, all of my, all of
the way around.
Yeah, gosh. Not even. So.
No, mom's dad. I'm not yeah. quite your dad.
No,
but
my dad.
Yeah.
My dad on a computer is terrible.
Yeah. So, anyways.
So, yeah, Chicago was legit. I've cool. never been there before, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do, like, the north, like, north center and northwest. I've been to, like, the San Diego, Vegas, and those areas. Right, right, but, right. You know, that's as far as, that's the only thing I've done over the Mississippi. So, like,
yeah,
I need to do more over there.
And they're not joking. Chicago is windy as hell.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
We were walking, like, you know how you walk on a cruise ship down the hall and you, like, sway?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We were walking down the street and the wind would almost knock you over. It was crazy. Mm. It was cold, but yeah. Cody, how are you?
I'm good. I've been traveling a whole lot, and I'm happy to be home. It's
for
been good,
while.
Though. Yeah. I've missed hanging out. I told someone the other day I'm about to rekindle all of my friendships that I put on hold for the last 4 or 5 months. But it's been good.
I'll get my Luther Vandross CD out for you.
Yes. Let's do it. Let's have a party.
Get my wine.
We'll sit Indian style on the floor and sip hot tea and
on a lion skin or a bear skin rug next to the fireplace.
Okay.
Very heterosexual style.
Let's get on.
Oh God.
I went out to Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. I got some good Mexican food out there.
Where'd you eat at?
At the hotel.
Oh. Which in turn makes your turds bigger in Texas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good.
That's good.
Yeah.
We're a little rusty, I can tell.
Not really.
No?
We're still chatting it up.
Okay.
Let's get to the news.
Let's
straight into the news.
Well, let's not do the news. Let's talk about the cards we have in front of us.
Okay.
Oh, God.
We have a little segment we're going to do today, and it may fail very badly. There is a horrible card game out there, and I say horrible because it just makes you feel bad playing it.
It's absolutely amazing.
Called Cards Against Humanity out there, and it is basically apples to apples. For horrible people. We're going to just do like one or two rounds here and there. And just you'll see why it makes you feel so horrible after playing. Don't look at the card. Just pick a blank one.
Oh, okay. I got one.
All right.
I'm going to read it.
So basically you get 10 cards like in apples to apples. And he's going to read the clue card. And he's going to choose which of our answers fit best.
All right. Here we go. Black card.
Go for it.
Billy Mays here for... blank. Billy Mays here for blank. What is he selling? What is he promoting? Billy Mays here for date rape. God. Billy Mays here for, I can't, just read it.
A sausage festival.
Oh, God. We're playing Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
All right,
on the air.
I'm going to give us some background music.
Blank, bet you can't have just one. Blank.
Ooh. Okay.
Blank, okay. Bet you can't have just one. What does it say?
Foreskin.
Foreskin. Bet you can't have just one. A can of whoop ass. Bet you can't have just one. We got some complaints about hearing us.
Uh-oh.
He's not
all right. All right, one more.
Kind of hard to hear
one
you.
One more.
Oh.
White people like blank. White people like blank.
White people like half-ass foreplay.
White people like not reciprocating for oral sex.
So
where do these cards come from? This is
there is a game. It's actually a printed game that they offer for sale on Amazon. It is quite horrible. And will make you feel bad.
It's still completely sold out, though, right?
It is still sold out. And because it's sold out, they've released it Creative Commons. And they've said that you're more than welcome to go ahead and print out your own copy.
That's why these are printed out of your computer.
Yeah.
Not off mine. I don't know who's there.
But okay. They started with the project on Kickstarter, and it got fully funded.
That's awesome.
And they put it out on Amazon, and it sold out almost immediately.
Yeah.
So it's legit. It's a funny
They've
game.
Done two printings of it so far, and they're trying to get them in stock quicker. But...
it's just, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. And, you know, the more people you have, the crazier the answers can get. And it's just, I laughed really hard and I felt really bad about myself when I went home.
I didn't.
Yeah, but I saw the invite for the game night.
I regret
it said
nothing.
Something about if you're a horrible human being and you have no sense of morals, come over to play this game.
That's what pretty much is it? Pretty much how I mean, I thought it was a joke when he first said that, and then I got done, and I was like, oh gosh, wow,
it's kind of funny.
So yeah, they raised enough money to do it. They raised over enough money to do it on Kickstarter.
Yeah, they did well.
So Kickstarter, I mean, that's pretty awesome technology there.
It's a really cool website, really cool thing that, I mean, it seems like it would be, obviously it's doable if you have a good idea.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are willing to get behind, if you got something that people are willing to get behind, you know, you're going to make your totals and maybe more to really, to get what you want. But I mean, like this is one of my stories here, actually. Amanda Palmer is an artist.
Yes.
And she had raised $360,000 in 48 hours.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
She was only wanting $100,000, but she had 6,523 backers with $1 to $1,000. And, you know, her levels were like, if you donate $25,000, I'll come play a concert for you. And, you know, actually, when I... let me see here.
It's April Fool's.
Yeah. No, it's not. Okay. But she also started a different one. She launched her own, the Loan Spark Collective, to involve fans that are able to loan more than the $10,000 donation limit. So basically she's saying, if you loan me $25,000, I'll come play a concert in your home.
Wow.
So instead of giving you interest, she'll come do these things for you. And $25,000 was like, and she'll create a painting of her artwork.
Loan?
And all that.
So she'll pay it back?
Yeah, on the larger sums.
And she'll play
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
legit.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a good way. I mean, the Kickstarter, when you have, like I said, like you said, when you have something strong that has lots of interest, you know, you're
That's
definitely,
really cool. I'm kind
definitely
of
going to get your stuff. So, well, you need to start some Kickstarter so you
I
can get some
know
new...
What I
some new shirts or something. Although, shirts.
Can you start a clothing line on Kickstarter?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
it's all about art and stuff like that.
There's all kinds of restrictions to like for-profit companies, but you can. I read it the other day just looking at it because I get their email updates and stuff of new projects.
Right, but it's all about the creative people. I mean, it's all about creating your thing. So like whether it's a board game or a t-shirt line, you know, it's about getting your stuff out there to the fans.
Hmm. Yeah. Now my wheels are turning.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Time for a new t-shirt line.
Yep.
In collaboration with different
people. I don't think Marvel or DC would like you starting a t-shirt line of their stuff.
I'm not doing their stuff.
Speaking of that, luxury brand Burberry is in legal trouble for using an iconic image from the film Casablanca in their social media of some new trench coats.
Wow.
Yeah, they did actually, and it. I don't know if this is the actual image, but they said they paid for it, and... I mean, this one here that is in the article is actually like a cartoon version of that. Let me double check here.
It seems,
Basically, they paid for the rights to use it, but because it was used in a different way, the Bogart Historical Foundation or whatever they were called, basically is suing them. Because
the thing
yeah, it's just silly. So I mean, you just got to be careful anymore what
whatever.
You're doing.
Burberry can pay it.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably why they're going. They're not going to go after Haas Inc. But
Haas Inc.
But, you know, I mean, some of your stuff is very iconic, so...
Yeah, I've gotten in trouble.
But
I
you
did
get a cease and desist.
Did you get in trouble?
Mm-hmm. DC.
What? DC gave you
DC
a cease
Comics
and desist.
DC Comics wrote me a cease and desist.
Really?
Thanks to Jack Threads. A site wanted to do a poster sale with my art.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted all the half and half Star Wars... Or not Star Wars, the half and half superhero stuff.
Right.
And so, like, 2 days before the sale went... They gave me a call and was like, we're just checking to make sure you have licenses or you are able to get a license. And I'm like, no, I've never really tried. I've been selling these for over a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty popular. No one's said anything to me about it. So they're like, well, we're going to make a few phone calls, make sure we can be okay with this. Half an hour later, I get an email from Society 6. DC Comics has pulled all my stuff.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, thank you, Jack Threads, for that. Because
yeah.
I've been selling this for over a year and a half and never had one problem. And
right.
I get it.
I mean,
it's fine.
Yeah, and it's a shame because they're not direct. I mean, they are direct ripoffs of.
Yeah.
But they're your artist rendition of that direct.
There's got to be a point. I mean, they left some DC stuff up, which was more cartoony. So I think it's because of my interpretation of it. So I don't know.
So
It's yeah. a weird line, and I'm not going
to
fight it.
No, there's no reason to. I mean, if they ask, yeah, if they've asked you to take it down, then they
but yeah,
take it
Marvel
down.
Hasn't because I did sign with them.
Yeah, Marvel. Yeah, that's really awesome. So, speaking of Batman,
Let's speak about Batman.
How do you say Kevin's last name from the
Conroy?
No, Feige.
Yeah, I think it's Feige.
Feige. Says Christopher Nolan's Batman is the best thing to ever happen to superhero movies.
Really? He saw the Avengers, right?
Well, he said it was at the proper time to prime the pump for everybody.
Good stuff. So I believe it.
If you had to get, I mean, if you had to select one superhero movie of all times to say, which one?
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. You would say The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Well, I've seen the Avengers. And
you would say that's the best of all time at this point.
I would. The Avengers is the best of all time. But here's the thing. You cannot put Dark Knight in a comic book genre because just the fact that it has comic book heroes in it doesn't mean that it's like, it is a crime thriller with psychotic people dressed like clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like, don't have to know a thing about comics to enjoy
it. It is not the mold to a comic book movie. I mean, it has a crazy guy dressed as a bat, but you're not looking at the Christopher Nolan movies as like, man, this guy is flying around in an armored suit. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
there's a
whole other level of comic book geekness to the Avengers that's not in The Dark Knight. There's a real reality in The Dark Knight.
Right. I gotcha. So, I mean, it's almost like the poor man superhero Kick-Ass.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Where he's just, I mean, this guy has money, so he's able to do it. Right. But, you know, it's feasible, I guess, in some aspects, except for the car and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
I mean, the Avengers is a thing of beauty. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
I can't wait.
And the thing is, I can't overhype it. It's not possible.
Really?
It is not possible.
Even well.
All the things. the every bit of that movie is amazing. I want to talk about it.
I know you
so
do.
Bad.
I could see it on the cusp of your lips.
I'm going to ruin it for you guys. The thing is, you can't ruin it. If you've seen the trailer, you know what's happening.
Well, I mean, I do know Mark Ruffalo has signed a 6-picture deal with Marvel.
That's really? My only problem.
You didn't care for
I
Mark Ruffalo.
I just don't like Mark Ruffalo, period.
You know, I was talking to some of the guys from Acme, one of the other...
He doesn't ruin
comic.
It.
Yeah,
it's not a problem.
I said that Edward Norton, I wish he was in this film.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, Mark Ruffalo did such a good job portraying Bruce Banner that you don't miss Edward Norton in this movie.
I miss Edward Norton in every movie. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, Ruffalo does a good job. There's like, you don't watch him and think... Wow, he is ruining this movie. Like
he's no Ang Lee.
He's no Eric Bana, Ang Lee Hulk movie. It's perfect. It's quite perfect. Hulk is some of the best parts of that movie too.
And that's what they've said. They've almost built. I mean, Hulk's obviously they say he's returning for 6 movies. What do you think the 6 movies might be? I mean, obviously you're going to have Hulk. Iron Man 3.
I don't know if they're calling a Hulk 3. I guess it would be another Hulk.
But it's probably going to be a new one from either continuing the line from. Straight off the Avengers, or I wonder if they're going to reboot
two more
it.
Avengers movies.
Yeah,
another Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
He'll probably appear in either Thor or Iron Man.
I think it's probably in both, since they made him such a big. Like from what I'm reading, they made him such a big character in this new Avengers movie.
Yeah.
So if he has his own solo film, those two films and 2 Avengers movies, that's it.
Yeah.
So.
And I pray that they let Joss do the last two. I mean, I hope this is like the Christopher Nolan trilogy for Joss.
Right.
I forgot about that. I forgot he was...
Yeah. He does such an amazing job with this movie. And that's his strong point was so many outstanding actors. Like he did Firefly because Firefly was so great because you can love every character separately and still love it as a group. And you got so many strong characters in the Avengers and you're watching like... Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, they're all big names now at this point for this movie. How do you make it like not one person like stand out?
Right.
No egos on the show. And you watch like the first half of the movie when they're assembling as the Avengers, it's amazing. It's amazing storytelling. And then once they start kicking ass for the rest of the movie,
right.
It's geek. It's like geek nerdgasm, everything.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Anyway,
I mean,
it's a great movie.
Tomorrow.
I didn't see
tomorrow.
It in 3D, so I'm seeing it in 3D tomorrow. I'm very excited about that.
IMAX 3D.
Yeah, IMAX 3D.
Yeah, I'll be watching it in a theater by myself. Because I bought tickets
wrong
to the wrong theater.
Oops.
Thank you, Fandango, for working on your website during the middle of the day.
So that's my Avengers. And the end credit stuff is amazing.
Now let me say this, okay? Because this is another one of my stories. The film was released last week in UK and over in Europe. And they only got the middle section of extras that Marvel has done so well to put at the end of every film.
Correct.
Is there a second section?
Yes.
In the U.S. So in the U.S., you get to see the second.
And I don't know that anything outside the U.S. will get to see the second at all.
Ooh.
Until the DVDs.
Ooh.
Or until someone puts it online.
Thank you, America, for waiting a little longer.
But the my screening, it did have it.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
So I saw it. And it's
because it was just rumor section, when I was reading about it.
The middle section is, I didn't know it wasn't supposed to be there until today, until they announced that it's going to be there.
Right.
The middle section is what's going to take place in the next Avengers movie.
Okay.
The second thing at the very end is a throwback to something that happened in the movie, and it's funny.
Ah.
So it's like Joss Whedon. It's like perfect Joss Whedon at the end.
Gotcha.
But when you see the whatever's in the middle of the credits at the beginning, it's like, it's the next movie is just going to be amazing as well.
Right.
So, I could talk about Avengers all night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it's a great movie. I'm really happy with it. I'm glad Chris Evans is Cap and not Human Torch anymore. And I have a new love for Thor and Hulk, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're not a big Hulk fan. You're not a big Marvel fan in general.
No.
I guess on the silver screen, it works.
Silver screen works for me. Yeah. It's because they take the best parts of the story for Avengers and put it into one good movie.
Right.
Because you don't have to read like 20 issues of Avengers to like 2 issues of it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Next.
I can't wait. I can't wait for that.
I'm excited.
We'll skip off of the films. We'll come back to films here in a little bit. But let's talk about TV for a second. Hulu is talking about, or there's rumor that Hulu users will now have to prove that they pay for pay TV. Like you have a cable subscription to be able to use Hulu's premium services.
What?
Yeah, they're talking about taking away the premium, like the $9.95 service that you pay to have unlimited access to all of the TV shows that are available, all the back issues, basically. Basically, you're going to have to log in through your cable company to log into Hulu to be able to view all that content.
So they've partnered with the cable companies.
So there's someone spent a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's in whose pocket on this, but it's pretty sad,
you know,
if they actually
though?
Do it. No, it's rumor. I mean, it's not actually, it's not in stone yet, but
I don't find the premium service that good anyway.
You know,
because it still has commercials.
It does.
That's
what's
what
the point of paying for it? I mean, what's better for paying for it at this point?
The only reason why you would pay for it is because you get all the back catalog. You don't get that. You only get the last 3 episodes or so, or the last season.
It still doesn't make me want to pay $9.99.
So, for instance, if I'm like, oh, I want to watch Breaking Bad, but I've never seen it, I got to start at the very beginning and work my way forward.
Right.
And,
or you can just watch it on Netflix.
Well, you can watch it on Netflix. That's the other thing is Netflix is available. So, but I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to expand their market to include more networks and more shows from the networks. And by doing this, they're assuring themselves that opportunity.
Yeah, they're selling out.
Yeah.
They're assuring themselves that and assuring themselves that they're going to lose a lot of customers.
Well, I think they're going to shoot themselves in the Netflix foot.
Because there are a lot of people who subscribe to stuff like that so that they don't have to pay for cable.
Yeah, exactly.
That
doesn't make much sense.
Well, and you know, I got rid of Netflix and I got rid of Hulu just because, I mean, I found myself not watching them. You know, I don't know. There's just so much on that I'm... I guess it's because we're in that market right now where there's TV going every week.
Yeah.
And maybe during the winter time when all that's gone, or is it winter or is it summer? Summer's when TV goes away. Of course, you get new different TV around that time. So, yeah. I mean, right now you got How I Met Your Mother and, you know...
New Girl.
All the stuff that comes on. And then all of Thursday.
Castle.
I don't watch Castle.
Oh, God. You did not just say that.
Sorry, not yet.
I don't either. You will.
I'm catching up on How I Met Your Mother. I'm in season 2 of that. That's a hilarious show.
Such a good show.
Oh my
gosh. No, The other day, I was at Four Rivers with my buddy, and we were just talking about that last week's How I Met Your Mother, right? So during the episode, he's talking about like how he had lost his girlfriend or something. So he's like, oh, condolences, high five. He's like, there's no such thing as condolence high five. He goes, yeah, there is. So after a while, they start doing condolence high five. So I see somebody that I haven't seen in a long time in the turnstiles getting food. And he lives up in Pensacola right now. And I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? What are you in town for? He goes, oh, my buddy just died. And I'm like,
you did not.
You did it.
I don't know why I did it. I'm like, oh, man, condolence high five.
Did he high five you back? Oh, God.
Whoa.
That's amazing. He high fived you back.
It was so reactionary. Like, I said it, and I'm like, did that just really come out? So I'm like, I'm so sorry, man. We were just talking about How I Met Your Mother, and that was on the episode.
Amazing.
And I condolenced high five somebody because after their buddy passed away. I couldn't believe it. I was embarrassed. I felt bad.
I don't know. That's quite phenomenal.
Yeah,
that is.
And I was talking to my buddy afterwards. He's like, dude, that was the most epic execution of the condolence high five I've ever seen.
It was flawless. Flawless
victory. It was just like,
that's great.
Condolence high five.
Wow.
Oh, it was so bad.
Man, that's rough.
I still laugh at myself every time.
I can't believe you followed through with that. I mean, it's a funny thought, but I can't believe you actually did it.
I can't believe I did it either, because it wasn't me thinking. It was just like, oh, condolence high five. Because it was like, we were just talking about it. It was fresh in my mind. I've been wanting to do it. And then he said it, and I was like, oh, this is the perfect opportunity. Oh, wait, it's coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Dang it. So...
Interesting.
Anyways, it was amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
So, anywho, condolence high five. If you don't watch How I Met Your Mother, go watch it. It's a hilarious show. It does build on itself, so you kind of want to watch it from the beginning.
You do.
Yeah.
But you can watch a single episode and understand most of what's going on, but you really need to watch from the beginning. So, let's see what else we got here. They've been talking about this live-action Halo project movie for years. They've been trying to do it.
Peter Jackson was a part of it at one point.
And I'll tell you what, if you did it like The Dark Knight, where it was about Halo, but it wasn't about Halo, it was a tongue-in-cheek Halo thing where you have the alien and you have the Spartans and they're fighting, I think it could totally work as a mainstream movie and nobody have any idea. Nobody be... You know what I mean? Like, I think it could work well.
You mean make a standalone Halo movie without needing to know video game background?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you're talking about being a super soldier, and you're talking about the aliens coming to invade, or we're going to the Halo, or whatever, and, you know, it would just become this amazing movie. It's been a hard sell to a lot of people, you know, and for some reason they just can't seem to make it work.
They need to just call it something else and then title change them at the last second.
There you go. Exactly, yeah.
Project X.
Well, we're finally may see some live action Halo, but it's not going to be in what we want being the 2-hour movie or hour and a half movie. It's going to be a live action web series.
I'm okay with that. Better than nothing.
Yeah,
fan film.
So. Yeah,
there's been a lot of good fan films from Halo.
I don't even think it's necessarily a fan film, because it's going to be working with Microsoft's going to be working with a group to do it.
Okay.
The group is called Machinima. It's an online.
Machinima.
It was the group.
Hamana.
Yeah, it's the online distributor of the recent Mortal Kombat Legacy series, which
I never did see
that. Did you see that?
I watched the first two episodes.
Okay.
Only because Tomoa Pinnicket was in it. Dollhouse and Battlestar.
The guy from Dollhouse.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, they're hoping to get it together before November 6th.
We have people in the chat room saying that the movie won't work because the game is a movie.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean...
The problem is it's such a great story. Like,
I think you could tell it, though, without it being the game. You know what I mean? Like, I think you could tell the same story. Maybe with a little less traveling.
I think the problem is it's been told so well already to so many people. You know what I mean?
I think you would have. I mean, if you almost followed the game,
that's the thing. I guess you would have to market it to non-gamers,
right?
It would have to be like the summer blockbuster.
Oh yeah, I mean it would if you didn't call it Halo, but you made it the entire game, Halo 1. It would just be like we would geek out and go, holy crap, they just made Halo and it was good. Whereas the regular viewer, people like my mom, would look at it. Like, for instance, she looks at Thor and she goes, that was a good movie. And I'm like, what do you know about Thor? I don't know nothing about Thor. That was a good movie.
Yeah, that's what my mom did with The Dark Knight.
Yeah, I mean, like,
she loved it, but doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I mean, other than Thor being a handsome man and making your mom's,
that's what she liked
moms go
it.
Crazy, yeah, you know. But even Iron Man, she loves Iron Man. She didn't know nothing about Iron Man before. She's like, oh, I heard it was good, so I went and watched it, and I loved it, you know. And she doesn't care the fact that it's a comic book. She doesn't care. It's just, it works. It works outside of the comic book realm.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I'm all for a Halo movie.
Oh, me too.
I'm definitely not for a Metal Gear Solid movie because PlayStation sucks balls. Just kidding. Just kidding.
So, yeah. The it's planning 5 weekly 15-minute episodes. So, that's what we have in the rumors
five
about that.
5 weekly 15-minute episodes.
Yeah, so basically an hour and a half.
Okay.
No, an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
So,
wait, wasn't,
I really wish we had the music for this too.
Wait, one second. Wasn't something recently happened with Red vs. Blue?
I don't know.
Some big name actor is going to be part of Red vs. Blue.
Is it just a voice actor then?
Elijah Wood.
Just a voice actor?
I think so. Sorry. We don't even have that news ready and I'm already spitting it out. Something has happened. I didn't know Red vs. Blue still existed as a weekly or a monthly. I didn't know they still did that kind of stuff. Anyway, sorry. What were we going to talk about that you wanted to
do? I want him to pull this up. Can you can't click this. Type this in and get it ready.
Do you want to wait for the noise?
Yeah, I'm going to wait for the noise. I'm going to start doing the next one.
Let's do a card.
Okay, we'll do a card real quick.
Card Against Humanity. Here we go. Blank, good to the last drop.
I got other cards. I realize this. Blank, these are the ones I already used.
Blank, good to the last drop.
Blank, good to the last drop.
Give me your card. Dry heaving, good to the last drop. Gotta love this game. All right.
What's yours?
Pulling out.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Man.
Is it making... You can't,
of the driveway.
It may not work anymore.
Of driveway.
It's a shame. So... Oh, I want this so bad.
You want to play some? Just play some Dark Knight music.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore.
Dead.
So, anyways, The Dark Knight Rises,
mm-hmm.
coming soon to a theater near you. The viral campaign has mm-hmm. started again.
I'm so excited. Have you followed any of it?
I followed the very beginning of it, and It's just a chant, Cody, if you find it.
It tapered off a little.
There it is.
Gives me the chills.
This is when I started. In the way this started, it was like a Twitter campaign, and like it led us to this chant. When you put this chant into a spectrum analyzer, it came back with the Twitter feed, and it was like you could actually see in the waveform the fire rises.
What?
It was so amazing. Yeah, it was... Gosh, they do such great... I mean, this was actually like not even like it was for The Dark Knight, where The Dark Knight was just an amazing, amazing, amazing ARG.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, it has started. So take a look on Superhero Hype and get started on this, because I'm sure if anything like the other ones, it should be amazing. Now, I don't know if they're using 42... anymore. 42 Designs, 42...
Something Studio.
42 Studio. Basically, it's the same people who did I Love Bees for Halo, and it was, like, some of the first arcs...
I Love Bees.
...that, like, first alternate reality games that were, like, out there. They did the I Love Bees. They did one for... Even before, in, like, 97, 96, they did one for AI.
I was 12.
Yeah. I mean, Tim Holt was telling me about that one, and he's like, you know, hey, look at this. They're creating websites everywhere. This is when Angel Fire was big, you know, it's like
GeoCities
and stuff. And he's like, look, they got websites that are fake and they lead to other websites that are fake. And it's like, this is just crazy. Who would think of this, you know? So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you follow the other day when they were locking the trailer?
No, I didn't.
So they put up Batman stickers, but they look like chalk symbols of the Batman all over the world.
Oh,
and as you take a picture of it, hashtag, you know, TDKR.
Right.
And then like a date. And if you had to geotag where you're at, and if you geotagged the right spot with the picture of the thing, it unlocked a frame of the trailer. So there was enough places all over the world.
Is that this right here?
And so they were unlocking the trailer. And if they unlocked the full trailer, then they put it all up on HD. That's it.
That's awesome.
And so you can refresh of the day and like keep scrolling down. Like they had that in one huge strip.
Right, right.
And so you can scroll and see what frames are being unlocked throughout the day.
Yeah.
It's pretty legit. And you could hover over the frame and to the side would be like Danny Haas, Miami, Florida, geotagged it at this time.
Nice.
Like it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I remember back when they did the ones for The Dark Knight and they had the Joker destroyed film that they showed. Like, if you found the location that they were, the screening of this location, basically they took and hand drew Joker emblems on every face in this trailer. And, like, it was just so amazing. Gosh, that was such a great arc. Anyways, I'm geeking out over here. Yeah. A little lighter. Hillary Clinton has been asked by Jason Segel to do a film with him, or do a television show or film or whatever. Work on film with him.
Porn.
And basically, yeah. No, she said, and basically she
I
responded
just
to him
threw up a little bit.
He's already said that he won't do another Muppets film, but she responded to him and said, "I was delighted to read about your interest in sharing the big screen with me. As you can imagine, I am a little occupied at the moment, but perhaps someday I can help you forget Sarah Marshall again.
Oof. That's a
My
troll.
Only condition is there to be Muppets involved, and that is non-negotiable. In the meantime, you have my best wishes for continued success with your career." So I thought it was pretty cool that she actually responded to him in her little tweet fest and all that, and actually said she would do something and interjected with the Muppets and all that stuff. I thought it was pretty cool.
That is legit.
I don't really care for her or her stances, but, you know, I can appreciate somebody who's willing to laugh at themselves a little bit.
So I actually have some news.
Okay, go for it.
Not like news. But we've talked about Phoenix Jones before. Do you remember Phoenix Jones? Seattle guy, superhero, runs around.
Oh, yeah. The actual real-life superhero.
Correct. May 1st, a real-life villain in Seattle showed up to challenge him.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah. His name's Rex Velvet. And he made a long video. He's got his own clan of villains Phoenix Jones had his group of real life vigilante superheroes that went around literally trying to fight crime and help whatever.
Right.
But the guy Rex Velvet, the villain, says he's causing more harm than good. We're going to be supervillains, and we're going to rid Seattle of Phoenix Jones. Like,
really?
Straight up trolling Phoenix Jones, hardcore.
So he's not about creating havoc, except Phoenix Jones.
Just on Phoenix Jones.
Just trolling him.
The thing is, he made a social villains alliance, so you could become a villain just to stop everything Phoenix Jones is doing.
Wow.
In his group. He made a huge... like YouTube, like well-produced video challenging him, and Phoenix Jones is not taking the joke lightly. Like he's not happy about it.
He's the big black guy, right?
The big black guy.
Yeah.
And so I find it quite amazing that this is happening.
So now they're having forum wars in real life.
Exactly.
IRL.
Exactly. So we have a villains group and we have a heroes group in Seattle right now. And I'm
so
about to move.
Weird.
It's the gangs versus gangs, basically.
He put up the a great picture of him. I wish we could show it. It's this, and it's him just sitting there with an eye patch. And he's a proper villain.
I'm watching an assault right now. That's a Vimeo. And it's a Phoenix Jones stopping someone from assaulting a chick.
Yeah.
And it says, this is real life. And there's like all kinds of comments on it.
Oh, yeah.
It looks just like Kick-Ass.
it's pretty much crazy.
It's what he's doing.
Danny wants. Actually, I think he wants to be a villain now.
I'm not even.
Oh, yeah? You want to go stop him?
I just want to wear a costume and run around Orlando.
You can do that. It's what you used to do to bring people into the comic book shop.
That's true.
By the road.
That's true.
And that's what we do.
I found this quite amazing, and it makes me really happy that it's happening right now.
That's funny.
I just want to start my own clan of That's
heroes. For Dragon Con, we should just start our own superheroes.
We have villains, we have heroes. We can be the anti-hero.
The anti-hero, like the, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. We can be the Jason Todds of Orlando.
That's funny. Have you, you've heard of Axe Cop, right?
I have.
It's a comic strip that's written by a 7-year-old child and illustrated exactly as the 7-year-old child writes it by his like 19-year-old or 20-something-year-old brother who went to art school and stuff. And it's pretty funny. I mean, it's really, really random. They're actually talking about making a late night tune to go along with it. Actually going to make animated Axe Cop.
Wow. They made an Axe Cop
Munchkin game.
Munchkin game, yeah.
Really?
So it's picking up speed.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, like, to think that this 7-year-old, with the help of his brother, has created this comic strip and done it for years. And, I mean, I don't know how many years. He's probably not 7 anymore. But,
yeah,
you know. So, let's talk about this. The Hobbit looks so good, it kind of sucks. Or it looks like it sucks. And basically what they mean by that is... it's being shot in 48 frames per second. The average film is shot in 24 frames per second, and your normal TV is 29.98 frames per second or whatever.
It's all red cameras, right?
It's all red cameras, yeah. It's high definition, high speed. Usually when you shoot something in for high speed film, you'd shoot it like in 60 frames or higher per second, you know, so you could slow things down. They're saying because of the film speed, it basically looks like television and all the scenery looks really fake. It's too high definition for the scene work that's been done.
The thing is, like, for me, I just don't believe it. I can't look better.
Peter Jackson has returned comment on that, and he's basically said, it's not the film, it's your eyes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's not going to shoot the film, or the trailer is only going to be 2.5 minutes. He's like, we're not going to do the trailer in 48 frames per second because it's going to confuse, it's going to mess with people's, it will look not good. And he shot a 10-minute film to show to the press, and that's what they're working off of. He says, when you get into this hour, 2 hours, 2.5 hours long, you really adjust to it and you can appreciate how good it actually looks. But, you know, I mean, if you look at film, versus you look at TV, it has that slow, like, very film look to it. I mean, when you watch a movie, it looks like a movie. When you watch a TV show, it looks like a TV show. This is a hybrid. It's high definition, wide, but it's 48 frames per second, even faster than normal TV. So we'll see what happens in the end.
It's got to be good.
Oh, it's going to be the storyline's going to carry the movie anyways, whether or not.
I feel like heard this before, like when high def TVs started coming out, people were like seeing high def for the first time in their own homes, and it's like everything's ugly.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, you can see all the pores on people's faces.
Exactly. I feel like this is happening all over again. Yeah, now that he's doing 48 frames per second, everything looks amazing, but we think it's terrible because it looks fake now.
Yeah. I mean, do you think, and that's true too, because even effects, you go back and you look at a movie from the mid-90s, and you're like, oh, this thing looks horrible
except
on high definition.
The Rocketeer.
So, I mean, just things don't hold they don't hold as well when you go into high definition.
I agree.
I haven't read it yet. You want to talk about the comic that was released by Dark Horse for Star Wars recently, the one-shot?
Wait, which one-shot?
Boba Fett is dead?
It's not a one-shot.
It's not a one-shot?
No, it's like 6 issues.
Oh, nice.
4 or 5 or 6. Yeah, we just got it in.
Anything you want to say about it? No, not really?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well,
it's getting there. He's going to die.
There's a new comic that came out.
Yeah,
check it out.
Boba Fett is dead.
It's called Boba Fett is Dead.
They're finally killing him off.
I figured Danny would want to talk about it since he's such a Boba Fett fan, but I guess not.
Well, it's not to the point yet to talk about. Oh, okay. It's just like last week.
Gotcha. There is rumor that DC is actually going to release a Flash movie based on Flashpoint.
Based on Flashpoint?
Yeah, of all things.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, it's not really a Flash movie, it's a Batman movie, but it's animated.
Oh, so, yeah, oh, an animated Flash.
Animated Flash, yeah.
Based on Flashpoint.
Based on Flashpoint. So I'll it's like kind of about Batman, but it's not really about Batman, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's about Flash in the Batman world type thing, or vice versa.
Did you read Flashpoint?
Yeah.
That's not Batman.
What's this here?
It's Thomas.
Okay.
It's not Bruce.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're right.
I don't even know what that is.
It's all the awesome
Yeah, okay,
guy.
Well, here's how they say it. It's just last night I was recording a new animated movie. It features the Flash. It's more about the Flash, but Batman is in it as well. It's the Flash, Flashpoint.
I mean, he's Batman,
Flashpoint?
But he's in a different...
I think it's Flashpoint.
It's Batman, but it's not Bruce.
Right. Because so Bruce is still wandering through time.
What's the difference? Yeah. It's okay. Flashpoint's amazing, though. If they animated that, that'd be legit.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, DC's done a really good job on their recent stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Doom was great.
I don't think I've watched Doom yet.
Doom was great. I really like Doom.
Let's check it out.
I mean, it's Nathan Fillion as Green Lantern.
Is it really?
It's Nathan Fillion, Michael Rosenbaum's Flash. Oh, God, I can't think of Superman's name. Whatever. It's a great cast.
Check it out. Do you watch Fringe?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well,
I want to talk about what you want to say, but I don't talk about why I don't watch Fringe.
I'm a fan of Fringe. Yeah. I like Fringe. And it was going to be canceled within two episodes here.
What?
But it's renewed for another 13 episodes for next season.
It's getting the Chuck treatment.
Yeah, it's getting Chuck. It's you know, given its chance to continue on for a little while. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited it's not going to end in this next two episodes and have a fake finale, and it's really going to get a good finale. And hopefully we can see some superpowers from the main character. So
right.
But anywho, not really superpower. Cortexafan.
What? Yes. Okay. We got some talk in the.
What?
He's
Bruce
trying to correct
dead.
Us.
Okay. What? I don't care. It's stop it, comic book nerd.
No. He's right about Bruce being dead, but when they're in the time with Thomas being Batman, but Bruce is at the end.
Okay. Whatever.
Don't talk to this kid.
I ignored him.
Children.
Speaking of comic books, this Saturday is free comic book day at most comic book shops near you.
Find the right what? Button. There it is.
Okay, there you go.
There it is. Grunt headshot.
So.
Oh God, we went through all the buttons now.
Anyway, so free comic book day on this May. What is it going to be? Monday 4th, right? 4th?
Nope, 5th.
May 5th. Go buy your nearby comic books. Get a comic. Maybe get started on something you haven't read and buy something from them.
Yeah.
Support them.
Support your local comic shop.
They pay lots of money for these free comics they give you for free.
If they do. They choose to.
But yeah, I mean, definitely stop by. Get something for the kids.
And I heard Epic Comics is giving out the high-dollar comics for free comics.
Yeah,
the real thing.
They didn't actually, and they didn't have the forethought or whatever to purchase the other one. So they said, you know what? We're going to give away a lot of back issues.
Let me tell you what happened. When you open a shop, you have limited funds. And to spend your funds on books to give away, it's not smart. It's like we had the opportunity to purchase these free comics, but it is expensive to give away all this stuff.
Yeah.
So we'd rather give away
Mountain Dew.
We're already sold out of Mountain Dew. We'd rather give away real comics that people can hop into storylines happening now.
Right.
Instead of, you know, these one shot.
Yeah.
Crap. There's one good one I want to read. And it's about,
Are there any zeros coming out that are starting the series?
I don't remember. There's
like Green Lantern or Blackest Night or Whitest.
There probably is.
Lightest, brightest.
There probably is. DC's putting out one about Pandora.
Okay.
Which is who's responsible for flipping, you know, into the new 52.
Okay.
So it's kind of a backstory on her. I don't know if it's gonna tell her what happened or why she's in every 52 or whatever, but whatever. The only one I'm interested in is that one.
Gotcha.
But we couldn't drop the funds for free comics.
No, I get it. I mean, and you're a small shop, just getting started.
Yeah, exactly.
Still trying
it's a lot of money.
Get on your feet.
A lot of money. So. We're on our feet.
Yeah.
We just don't want to knock ourselves off our feet
for
free comics.
Right. So what do you guys think about this whole, like, hi, yeah, welcome to the company, give me your Facebook password?
I've never...
What?
You've not heard of the crap going around about this?
No.
Basically, on an interview... People are being asked for their Facebook password to make sure that everything's kosher in their Facebook accounts.
Wow. Can't they see what they want to see just by looking at your page?
Well, you can hide stuff. But, you know, I mean, you can hide stuff from
the
average person. But, I mean, to me,
you kind of take a risk when you hire someone regardless.
Yeah. So, like, legislation is working on this to ban employers from requesting Facebook passwords.
Passwords?
Yeah. Yeah, basically,
that's
like, hey, yeah, if you want an opportunity at our company, give us your Facebook password. so we can look at your Facebook and make sure that you're not going to defame our whatever our company.
Interesting.
Yeah, heard anything about this? It's been going around for a while.
I'm a freelance designer.
Yeah. I mean, it's just really sketchy that, like, I had never heard of it until, you know, maybe 2 months ago or whatever. And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, if my employer asked me for my email password, or asked me for the keys to my house.
Right.
You know, I mean,
whatever happened to whatever, like, simple contracts that say, you know, like non-compete contracts. And
right.
You can sue someone for defaming your company.
Yeah. But, you know,
if it's not true.
It's a shame, though, because, like, companies, I think, are getting too much power. Like, my buddy works for one of the, I'm not even going to say, he works for a company, and basically they said, you're not allowed to say anything negative against the company, even on your private stuff.
I thought that was against the law at this point.
No.
I thought you could say whatever you want on Facebook.
Nope. No.
That is not true.
And so, like, if he goes in there.
I thought passed recently that you can't be fired for something you say on Facebook.
I don't know. I mean, I had not heard that.
Florida's a right to work state.
That's
so
true too.
Technically, they can fire you for whatever. They can fire you because they don't like your look on your face. It doesn't matter.
Hey, Robbie, you're fired.
I don't like your face. So, no, but I mean, like, it's really sketchy that they can even do that. It's like, you know, if, for instance, if I'm a potential employer or whatever, and you can't see what you think that might be bad on my page because it's being hidden. Well, it's being hidden. The average person isn't going to see that. I don't know what you and your other, you know, cronies right. are that are looking at my account. If it's my close friends and I'm saying, you know, Burger King is a crappy place to work. Well, I mean, that's like me saying in a conversation. I mean, when are they going to start tapping our phones and, like,
right.
you know, oh, you said something bad on the phone, so.
Well, that's the thing. The social media is like normal conversations that you and I would have in
exactly.
private now. It's getting to that point.
Yeah, I mean, you could have pictures between you and your wife on, you know, the background or something.
Hey
now. But
I got a call from one of the companies I do contract work for.
Mm-hmm.
I'd posted a picture of the stage set.
Right.
And I got a call from the legal department 24 hours after I posted it saying you need to take it down.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, is there some kind of, like, is there a problem with it?
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, there's one of our road cases in the background, and if you zoom in on it, you can see the logo of our company, and you're not allowed to post any pictures with our logo.
Bro, I would have photoshopped that out for you.
Oh, yeah.
You still can.
Yeah, you still could. It's not really that important.
And then put, like, the name.
They asked me why.
Put the name of the company, like, over the top and just say, just give them the bird. Like, put yourself in there, give them the bird.
They asked me why I put it up. I was like, well, I'm a contractor, so I put pictures of shows that I do, and I send them out, and it's
right.
kind of a way I get more business.
Yep.
So, people are weird about Facebook.
Wow. You know, and just in general, I mean, like I said, companies are getting way too much power. Yeah. Government's getting too much power, but that's beside the point.
Oh God, go occupy yourself.
Yeah. No, I don't want to occupy anybody. I think those people are retarded too. Sorry if you're occupying.
Here we go.
So.
Oh.
Diablo 3.
Oh God.
Coming soon. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of excited to see what it's like, because I've never played any of the Diablo franchise.
I haven't either.
But people are super excited about this
game.
Well,
it looks really good. That's
it does look really good.
I've never played it, and looking at this game, I want to play it.
I mean, I've got a free copy of it coming, because I authorized Blizzard to take money out of my account for the next
for
year. So, but I figured, hey, a free game out of it works for me. So,
a free
yeah.
good game.
Free good game, yeah. It's not like, you know.
You didn't get in the beta then.
I am in the beta.
Oh, you've played it?
Yeah.
It's good.
It's pretty good. I'm just a little confused about some things. I haven't selected my talents or anything like that, because I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
I need to read a little bit about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like...
Just ask Robbie.
Oh, is he in the beta?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no,
we'll
Diablo,
talk about
he's
it.
He's a major Diablo fan.
Well, not the Diablo. I'm not in the Diablo beta. I'm in the Mists of Pandaria.
Oh, we're talking
beta.
About Pan... We're
I was
talking
about two different
now.
Things. Oh. Yeah, no. I'm not in the Diablo beta.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you got in...
The Mists of Pandaria.
Pan stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I really want to play that.
Yeah?
I do. I want to be a monk panda.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I've heard
I haven't gotten
things.
Very far, but...
Cool.
Both. All right, so... there may be official Back to the Future Lego sets. They were submitted to... they were submitted to Lego Kuso's site.
Dibs.
And they got the necessary 10,000 votes for Lego to consider them.
Oh, nice. Gosh. I will
pretty
take a Lego.
Awesome.
Lego
DeLorean.
I will take a Lego DeLorean any day.
With Doc Martin.
What?
Or,
Doc Martin.
The Doc Brown. Doc Brown. There you go. And Marty McFly. And
let me see. Oh, that's awesome.
This is good radio.
Yeah. That's anyway, really cool. So yeah, they got all three Back to the Future things. Yeah, Google it. It's pretty awesome. On Gizmodo.
And while you're at it, Google Firefly Lego set.
The Firefly Lego set?
Someone made their own Serenity.
What?
Someone made Serenity.
I'm going to take that out later.
Sweet. Yeah. Definitely.
That's really awesome. I question what?
What's your question? Wait, taking questions from the peanut gallery now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Robbie. I know it's on delay. I question John. Oh, God. Nerdiness has been called into question.
Fine. I'm not very nerdy.
I second that. I'm just kidding. I don't second that. I know how nerdy you are.
So, which Chuck star would you like to see?
Oh, gosh.
Have you already heard
naked?
About this? No.
Because I got one.
Yeah.
Zachary Levi.
If anyone listened to all of these podcasts, they would definitely think you were gay.
That's okay.
No, he definitely has some gay tendencies.
I'll take that.
Would you want to see on the big screen as a werewolf hunter?
Oh, man.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Which
Chuck star would you want to see on the big screen as a werewolf hunter?
Adam Baldwin.
If you watch Chuck, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jane from Firefly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows who it is.
Oh, you know.
I'm just saying, do I watch Chuck? Yeah, I'm just making sure he knows.
I used to watch it.
I mean, I'll take Yvonne.
I forget
Yvonne
the guy's name, but Chuck's best friend, the dark-haired guy. What's his name?
Seth. I don't know his real name.
His real name?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know his real name.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I know
that dude.
No.
Morgan.
It's neither. It's Sehe Johns.
Who is that?
That's the little Indian guy.
No way.
He's going to be your next in some werewolf movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So,
look at him doing something after Chuck got canceled.
He's already done. He's done Criminal Minds and Epic Movie and Devil Inside.
None of it sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. Devil Inside sounds like a horror movie.
Werewolf hunting sounds stupid too.
Yep.
The Paris set film follows the investigation that develops after a family's gruesome murder. Wait, is that the other one? Anyways,
Seth
regardless.
Green. That was it.
So, yeah. Seth Green?
Green?
Isn't it?
No.
No, that's the guy
That's
from
the guy from Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Did you see they're going to do a Robot Chicken DC version?
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait for that.
They got some good names to do voices, too.
Did they really?
Yeah. Mm. I think Conroy's going to do one for Batman.
Nice.
Conroy Twitty.
No.
Conroy Twitty.
God. That's horrible.
Doc Martin. Conroy Twitty. And
All right. I, just saying things off the top of my head, and Martin came to mind. We'll talk about this real quick because it won't take long. Did you hear about Microsoft's potential plan, the rumor that Microsoft may release an Xbox for $100?
Yeah, I saw that with a subscription service.
Yeah, you basically pay $15 a month for Xbox Live and something else. We don't know what the something else is. And you get you can buy the Xbox for $100.
Does the Xbox...
Dang.
But,
are you
but,
serious?
With Kinect.
I should have bought the Star Wars Xbox now.
You have to sign a contract.
Because I was just paying $100 for another Xbox.
Yeah. But you got the Star Wars Xbox.
No, I canceled it because I'm thinking I'm going to pay for a brand new Xbox.
Yeah.
That's going to be another $400.
It's gonna, well, the Star Wars one, you're not going to get this way.
Listen,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to drop $450 for a Star Wars box and then a year later a brand new Xbox come out with Blu-ray and crap.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it was going to be another $400, but another $100 for a brand new Xbox.
Danny, you have to pay for a subscription.
I pay for a subscription
now. No,
it's 15 instead of 5 something, though.
Right.
I'm not paying 5-something.
Yeah, like 7, I think is what you're paying.
I'm paying $50 a year.
$50 a year, yeah.
Right.
Which is like $7.
15-something a month.
That's Blizzard money.
It's $360 over the course of the year.
Oh!
Or $330.
So by the end of the year, it's cheaper just to buy the Xbox.
It's a 2-year contract, too. Yeah.
So, I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it makes it affordable for people who just can't afford
it. That makes me buying a brand new Xbox every year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's going to go down in price, yeah.
$460 for the first year?
So it's $360.
Yeah, you pay $100
bucks,
and then you pay $330 for that first year, and then $330 every year to play your Xbox?
No. It's just the one. After you're done with that, you're done.
I know.
Then you go back to $5 a month. Or whatever, the $50 a year.
What?
No.
You pay for 1 year of service?
You're paying for 2 years for that subscription, model.
You're
so
in
contract.
Doing is instead of spending $400 on Xbox, they're breaking up your Xbox into 1 year payments.
And no, they're breaking it into 1 month payments.
That's what I mean.
You pay $100 down,
right?
And then you get the Kinect and the Xbox, and then you pay $15 a month for 2 years.
So yeah,
so it's like a phone plan.
Ah, this is terrible. Just want my box.
I mean, it's kind of cool though. If there's people out there who just can't afford $400 and something dollars right off the bat.
Okay, I get that.
So now we're financing gaming consoles.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I wonder how many people default on them too.
Probably quite a bit.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
I should get like seven of them and default on them.
And if you default on it, you probably end up having to pay like $600 for the console.
Yeah. I'll put it in somebody else's name.
Robbie.
So, I think we're doing pretty good. I think that's pretty much the news.
I have one more thing.
Okay, go for it.
It's going back to Joss Whedon.
Okay.
And Batman.
Okay.
It's a good combination. So apparently, between Joel Schumacher and Christopher Nolan, Whedon had a plan for Batman, and he was going to pitch it because he really wanted to get Wonder Woman off the ground, which obviously didn't happen. So after Joel Schumacher's Batman crap, he was going to pitch a new Batman story, which at this point I would love to have seen.
Right.
So he talks about Bruce being like, he just has this one. Oh crap! He has this one like quick snippet of what he would say, and so he talks about Bruce as a 12-year-old boy like kicking people's ass, and that's how he's figuring out how he's going to be a crime fighter. Like it's after his parents died,
right?
And
like, so shortly after his parents died.
So instead of like, you know, growing up angsty, he's really already fighting crime as a 12-year-old boy.
Just
which
really
would be
angry
legit.
And just taking it out on criminals.
I would love that.
That'd be pretty cool.
So, yeah, I thought it was. It's not nothing to talk about really, but it's amazing. I would, at this point, if Nolan's done with Batman, I will take Joss for the next Batman series. He can leave Marvel and come to DC for me.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he's got his plate full though. If they let him do Avengers 2 and 3, and then who knows what else to let him get his fingers in?
Firefly.
God.
Season 2.
So someone, there was a Q&A with Joss recently, and someone asked him, what would it take for a Firefly to come back? And he rattled off everything that everybody from the Fire class is doing now, and he said, you're going to have to cancel all their shows.
Yeah.
You have to cancel Castle. You have to cancel whatever Adam Baldwin's doing, and Morena's on HBO, and Jewel's got a new show. And so it's like, you have to cancel all these series just to get your Firefly back.
Yeah.
And he just like walked away from that conversation. He's like, it's the dumbest thing I've heard, which is understandable. Yeah. Like, you're not going to get Nathan back.
Yeah, and you can't do it without the same cast. It just wouldn't be the
same. I don't
know.
I would like them to try.
Yeah.
Maybe Jed, his brother, could do it.
What's her real name? Serenity.
Jewel?
What is that, her real name is Jewel?
Jewel State.
Yeah. What is she doing now? Because that's the only character that really has to stay.
Jewel? The engineer?
No.
What girl has to stay? River.
River, there you go. Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing right now.
So she may not be doing anything.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
And then Mal's not doing anything, or is he doing something?
Castle.
Oh, okay, he's on.
Yeah, he's on Castle. He's won a Golden Globe for Castle.
Summer Glau. There you go, Summer Glau, yeah. So, yeah. I don't know.
Glau.
So, anyways, well.
This is it.
That's the show. We got one in the can. It's been 4 months.
Let's be sure not to hop back in that time machine.
Yeah, we're not.
Another 4 months from now, we might be screwed.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just signed a contract. I'll be here for the next 6 months.
Oh, isn't the world going to end next week?
Is it?
It might.
May 12th?
No, because somebody was. I was reading stuff where they were saying that with.
No?
The Mayan calendar
is wrong.
Is wrong. Well, it's not the same as our dates, so technically it already happened.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Their 2012 was like
the May 12th. Yeah, exactly. It was like a year ago.
9/11.
Yeah. Maybe
too soon.
God. And they just got their building, the highest building in New York.
Robbie wants to be on next week.
All right, I don't care. Whatever.
Just mute his mic.
Yeah, actually, that one down there works again. So.
Oh, sweet! We can have a full house.
Yeah.
We'll try. We could talk. We can talk serious Avengers next week.
Yeah, because give everybody an opportunity to see it.
Yeah.
So
again.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So well. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it.
What? Sorry. I got
All right.
It.
We're out of here.
See you guys.